You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about Discipline Hacks 101. It's Monday. I'm going to have an amazing Monday, and I want you to have the same amazing experience as well. I know that most of you had an amazing weekend with friends, family members. You did great things. You're probably super happy about that weekend. But for some of you that may have a job you're not passionate about, or maybe a business that is not generating enough money to support you yet, it's going to be kind of hard to get back in that hustle mentality. So I wanted to make this, you know, post right away so to fire you up for the whole week. Now, I hope you're going to be sharing this post with friends or family members that may be going through similar issues or similar situations that you have been going through and that I used to be going through myself. Now, point number one, pair up a hard task with a meaningful reward, all right? Always remember to pair up something hard that you do after you've done it. Really take the time to appreciate your hard work. Now, I posted this post on Instagram a few days ago and someone said, oh, what about, you know, eating a Big Mac every time that I do something hard? That, of course, does not qualify as a meaningful reward. When I talk about meaningful reward, it can even be a way of you to treat yourself mentally. Even it could be even a nice, you know, like 15 to 20 minute meditation. It could be a nice walk. It could be something that is not, of course, going against your health, all right? Because eating a Big Mac every time you do something good is definitely going to destroy your health. So whether you're trying to be better at sales or be better at fitness, the Big Mac does not fit the meaningful reward category. Point number two, always do the hardest thing of the day first. It's called Eat Your Frog. We talked about it in the past. There's several podcasts that always talk about this, and it's super important. It's true, guys. If you do the hardest thing in the morning, as soon as you wake up, you're going to find that anything else that will come your way later on during the day is not going to feel as hard. It's not going to be as bad. Now, I'm not talking about you know, open your eyes and you do the hardest thing. If you've been following my podcast for at least a few episodes, you definitely know that I like to take about 15 minutes in the morning to meditate, all right, to clear your mind. You never know how your night was. Maybe you didn't sleep well. Maybe you had a bad dream. Maybe it was too hot in the room where you slept. So take 15 minutes in the morning to clear your mind, reset your brain, and then use the other 15 minutes to listen to an audiobook or a podcast that pumps you up, something that really pumps you up. I do like audiobooks because you can really listen to a voice that talks to you, so you get this information in your brain and pumps you up. Again, you can listen to the same thing and repeat. Make sure that you do that if you find something that really resonates with you, what really pumps you up. Some people tell me, you know, like, I've been listening to a podcast, 100 different podcasts, and I'm like, dude, if there's something that actually pumps you up, that resonates with you, why not listen to it over and over again? Just like you would listen to a song that pumps you up over and over again, do the same thing with a book. And after that 15 minute meditation, 15 minute podcast listen or audiobook listen, get into the hardest task of the day. You'll see amazing results. You'll do great things. Point number three, use NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, to change your thinking. Now, I do not want to go through every single step about neuro-linguistic programming. There are several different techniques that you can use. So if you're listening to this podcast on a cell phone or a computer, you can definitely Google all the techniques right now. I'm going to talk about this wish technique real quick, which means every single time that you have a thought that it's, you know, destructive thought or a negative thought that you've had, that you have recurrently, make sure to use that as a cue to think about the best version of yourself. For example, if you're trying to lose weight and you're always gravitating towards the fridge, every single time that you feel like that's happening, make sure to use that as a cue to think about the best version of yourself possible. Maybe a leaner version of yourself, a more energetic version of yourself, a better looking version of yourself. When you start doing that, you're going to really change the way that your brain works. You go toward the fridge, you're starting to feel that guilt, that blame, and you're like, oh my gosh, I feel so dirty, I feel so not healthy. And all of a sudden, as soon as these thoughts arise, you're going to be able to switch them over to a more positive version of them. And over time, this will definitely help you. Point number four, do one hard thing every day to work out your discipline muscle, quote unquote. All right, again, this is very, very important. Just like always doing the hardest thing of the day first, doing one hard thing every day. It could be, you know, like a long run, it could be a cold shower, it could be some, like it could be some workout routine that gets you to failure. It's like someone said in the comments on this post on Instagram. I mean, there are several different things that put you out of your comfort zone physically and mentally, and you can do them every single day. It doesn't have to be for an hour or 2 hours. It can even be a 30-minute process, but the 30-minute process of going out of your comfort zone mentally and physically will make you feel better about yourself. And basically, working your discipline muscle will help you for two reasons. First reason, it will give you a lot of energy. Trust me, when you do things like that, like going to failure in an exercise or running every day, showering with really cold water, it will give you a lot of energy and it will give you a lot of confidence because you're able to do something that a lot of other people can't not do on a daily basis. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and until next time, up your game.